Now news at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. Drivers on a crumbling stretch of the BW Parkway in Laurel will finally get some relief. Last night, the National Park Service did emergency work to repair potholes on the southbound section from Maryland's Route 198 to 197. Tonight at 7:30, they'll start that same stretch in the northbound section. It will be closed from 7:30 p.m. until 5 tomorrow morning. Senator Chris Van Hollen says the road should never have gotten so bad.
We're going to have to look for ways to build more resilient infrastructure in the years ahead. We know we're having a lot more severe weather events, more frequent, more severe, and this is a big national issue.
The Park Service agreed to do the emergency work after a meeting with Van Hollen last week. A larger repaving project will start next month. And if you plan to be anywhere near downtown today, don't even think about driving.
The Nats are home. March Madness is at Capital One. The cherry blossoms are near full bloom. And to make matters worse, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so the pressure's on to see those petals today.
Not only are you going to not be able to find a parking spot, you know, the gridlock, you're just going to sit there and you know, it's going to take you 20 minutes to go what, you know, might normally just take a couple or three.
Mike Litterst with the National Park Service says public transit's your best play to see the blossoms. Metro suggests going to L'Enfant Plaza or Federal Triangle. The D.C. Circulator bus is also a good option, and it's free. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The family of an unarmed Northern Virginia man shot to death by U.S. Park Police after a chase on the George Washington Parkway in 2017 finally got some of the answers it's been demanding. Bijan Gaisar's family learned the names of the two officers who shot their son in documents from a wrongful death lawsuit they filed. They are Alejandro Amaya and Lucas Vineyard. Both have been placed on administrative duties since the shooting. The Justice Department hasn't yet said if the officers will be charged. The family's been pressing for answers since the shooting, including the motivation for it. The Gaisars call the shooting egregious, senseless, and awful. Congress will get a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation next month, according to Attorney General William Barr. So when will we get to read it?
But soon after that, several publishers will be ready to put it out in book form, albeit a redacted version. Melville House, Skyhorse Publishing, and Scribner, in conjunction with The Washington Post, are among those with editions planned. Government reports are not copyrighted and can be published by anyone. As with previous releases, such as the 9/11 Commission report, the Mueller findings also will likely be available for free from a government website.
John Stolness on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the Wizards fell to the Jazz 128-124. NCAA Sweet 16, Virginia Tech eliminated by Duke 75-73. Duke's Trey Hones had a career-high 22 points.
These guys have believed in me all year, especially after last game with me struggling from three. They kept believing in me. Coach kept telling me take the shots. These guys kept telling me take my shots, and they were able to fall tonight.
Duke will face Michigan State in the Elite Eight. Tonight in the Elite Eight, the Virginia Cavaliers take on Purdue. Today, the Nats play the Mets and the Caps play the Lightning. Up next, traffic and weather.
Up one day and down the next. Our roller coaster forecast continues.
Likely going to get a bit messy around here with colder air on the move and low pressure tracking up from the south.
This spring, know before you go.
The region could be getting up to 5 inches of rain over the next...
Stay connected and get Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Scattered storms developing late this evening.
From the Weather Channel at 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Watch for a couple of accidents in Virginia. One on southbound 395 at the Shirlington exit, exit 6 in the left center lane and the right shoulder. There's another accident on southbound 95 in Quantico, right before the Quantico Triangle exit, and that one is blocking the right lane. Otherwise, no other incidents to report around the area. Keep in mind that on 395 on the HOV lanes, those are closed for weekend roadwork between the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge. Traveling the Capitol Beltway looks good all the way around, and so far no problems to report on 95 in Maryland, headed from Baltimore to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy, a high near 76, right now 52 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Hey, do you have plans on Sunday morning? If not, then plan to wake up with me, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, at 8 a.m. for the Pointing You Home show. It's your number one local real estate news resource. And with over 30 years of experience, I've pretty much seen it all. During our time, I will take you through all of the questions you might have about buying and selling real estate, as well as important local DMV real estate news on selling or buying a home. To start learning today or to find out more, just Google the Eric Stewart Group right now.
Why stay local when you can go global?
It's gonna be free right about now.
With Norwegian Cruise Line, you can shift out of traffic and into vacation mode. Before you know it, you'll be free at sea. What is free at sea? It's your choice of up to five free offers, like free unlimited open bar, free shore excursions, and more. So sail to the Caribbean, Alaska, or Hawaii, and vacay your way. Only on Norwegian. Visit NCL.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
It's hour two of the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us from Newsmax each week. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist. John, of course, the Republican mantra during the campaign, repeal and replace when it comes to the Affordable Health Care Act. It's been in the courts. And what is the latest status on the court fight? And then I want to get to what happens if, in fact, the courts do find that it is unconstitutional.
In December, U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor launched a salvo heard around the legal world and the medical world in a case testing the constitutionality of Obamacare. He ruled that the Affordable Care Act, the official name for Obamacare, was unconstitutional. You may recall that in 2012, when the Supreme Court, by 5-4, upheld the constitutionality of the controversial health care measure, its criticisms of every point of it were clear, almost accepting without hesitation the arguments of the plaintiffs that this just did not pass constitutional muster. In the end, however, the one constitutional thread on which the Affordable Care Act stood and survived was what they called the shared responsibility payment. That is that if a person does not want to purchase health care, he or she would pay a fine, and that would be government revenue. Since revenue was being collected with the Affordable Care Act, it was a tax, And as Chief Justice John Roberts ruled at the time, it was constitutional and it survived. Well, fast forward ahead to 2017 and the enactment of the Tax and Jobs Act. Buried beneath the massive tax cut signed by President Trump was a motion ending the shared responsibility payment. In other words, there's no requirement from Uncle Sam that if you don't want health care, you have to pay a fine. Since that no longer exists, no, Judge O'Connor ruled, neither should Obamacare. Now, at this point, the Trump Justice Department has joined with several other states, among them Texas and Wisconsin, in the legal action that now goes to the U.S. Court of Appeals. The Fifth Circuit Court, which is primarily Texas-based, will be hearing arguments beginning in January, Martin Luther King Day to be exact. Motions will be filed in February, and it is likely in 2020 it will be heard. Whatever way the Circuit Court rules, it will then go to the U.S. Supreme Court. So, in the middle of an election campaign, the fate of Obamacare will be probably decided.
So they said repeal and replace. If it is repealed, is there a replacement ready to go? They came close, but no cigar.
Let me be clear about this. There's probably two detours that health care can take. One, and I'm sure the Trump administration will dust off the American Health Care Act, that is the alternative to Obamacare that then Secretary of Health and Human Services Tom Price brought out and unveiled for reporters. It did not have the mandates requiring health care or payment in it. It was more market-based. It placed a greater emphasis on health savings accounts, your own private health care package, and greater deductibility. It was about 60 pages long compared to the 1,000-plus pages for Obamacare. It lost in the Senate by one vote. It would probably pass today, but the House of Representatives is now in Democratic hands, so its chances of making it through the House are slim and none. Quite honestly, the other venue in which opponents of Obamacare can go is where the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a key player in the suit that struck down Obamacare at the district court level, where they want to go. They don't want Congress to do anything. They believe this is primarily a state issue, that health care is not a case of one size fits all. And whether it's Texas or Wisconsin with its Badger Care programs or Indiana with their Hoosier Care programs, they've all got different health care problems that can best be solved at the state level.
It's been another week of back and forth contention between Republicans and Democrats over the Mueller report. The Attorney General has released some information in terms of a timetable. What do we know in terms of the latest on where that goes next?
It will probably be in April, May at the absolute latest, that we are reading the 400 pages plus of the Mueller report. I might add that this is after redaction that takes out references to names and other measures that might be classified or very sensitive. And this is, of course, the famous pages you see where names and other information are blacked out. I don't think there's going to be much of it, but it will be there. And so the report will come out and people can judge for themselves whether this president is guilty of obstruction of justice in any way. Now, Attorney General William P. Barr read over the report when it came out, and he concluded that there was no Russian collusion and that nothing constituted the Department of Justice's standards for obstruction of justice. Democratic-controlled committees in the House are probably going to have a different interpretation, so we will see this report surface in investigations, both in Congress and in the Southern District of New York, where the U.S. attorney is investigating Trump business dealings and private matters.
John, with all of the attention being focused on the Democratic presidential candidates, an interesting move in a senatorial race that could have an impact because of the margins in the Senate. The Democrats, of course, want to try and gain the Senate in 2020. What happened this week?
What happened this week was that the first U.S. senator who faces the voters in 2020 decided to hang it up. Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico, son of the Secretary of the Interior under John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, Stu Udall, nephew of the legendary Congressman Mo Udall of Arizona, part of the first family of environmentalism, announced that he would not seek a third term next year. Now, he was very vague about his reasoning for this, and for the most part, it's the usual fare that we read about wanting to spend time with one's own family. New Mexico has been trending to the blue side. Democrats won the other Senate seat and the governorship last time, and they control a majority of seats in both houses of the state legislature. Already, Congressman Ben Ray Lujan, a past chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, has sent out signals he is going to try to run to succeed Mr. Udall. Right now, the odds favor a Democrat succeeding fellow Democrat Udall, but hey, remember something. We're more than a year off before the primary, and a lot can change.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, and next week, hold your breath on the Mueller report.
7:17 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Up next, Cheryl Atkinson. She had a fascinating conversation with Carter Page. We'll hear about it next. But first off, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
The accident on 395 southbound at Shirlington, exit 6, has been moved to the right shoulder, so delays will start to ease in that area. There's still accident activity, though, on 95 southbound between Dumfries Road and the Quantico Triangle exit in the right lane. Elsewhere, no other issues to report as far as accidents go, but do keep in mind that in the district, there's the Cherry Blossom Sunrise Yoga event happening, and that has F Street Northwest closed between 9th Street and 7th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is perfect cherry blossom weather today. We'll have a high of 75, cloudy skies, some morning rain, though, tomorrow, high 60, sunny on Monday, high to 50, cloudy Tuesday up to 55, and nice and warm on Wednesday, sunshine, high to 66. 52 right now, going up to 74, and it's 7:18 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is great to have you with us on this Saturday morning update on WMAL, and it is great to have Cheryl Atkinson join us every week. She's the host of Full Measure, and that is Sunday morning on ABC7, also the author of The Smear. And Cheryl, as always, a pleasure to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Carter Page, a name that was dragged through the mud over the past 2 years by the media. They had him pegged as the collusion connection in some instances, agent of Russia. You speak with him tomorrow morning on Full Measure. Give us some insight into Carter Page.
Well, he is the guy that the FBI claimed was a nexus of between President Trump and either the Kremlin or President Putin, however you want to say it. And as such, the FBI secretly got 4 wiretaps against the guy for 90 days each. So for a year, not only was he wiretapped, all his communications followed and surveilled, but all of his contacts could be, and all of their contacts could be, which means if he was 2 hops away from President Trump, and he was, Trump could have been ensnared by the wiretap, and some think maybe that was the intention all along. But what I thought was interesting, I guess 2 points I didn't know. One, he's never met President Trump. The guy that they claimed was the spy, the guy, he says never met him, never emailed him, never spoken to him, nothing, which I thought was really interesting. And then 2, he says, you know, I've seen some reports about him helping the FBI in the past with spy-type cases, and I asked him about that, and he said he's helped the CIA and FBI for 2 decades with information. So isn't that something?
Wow.
I mean, that means their working theory at the time they were wiretapping him was that the guy who helped our intel community for off and on, I guess, sometimes for 20 years, used to be in the Navy and briefly in Navy intelligence, suddenly, knowing he was under surveillance, became a spy for Russia. That was the working theory. And in the end, after all the privacy invasion and everything they did, he was never charged with anything, not even, you know, lying or filing fraudulent tax returns, let alone being a Russian spy. He's got two lawsuits going now, and he's going to have more. One's against Yahoo News, and one's against the federal government that he thinks he can prove released propaganda to the media to discredit him and cast aspersions on Donald Trump.
Well, in sitting with him in person, what did you sense as his demeanor? In other words, someone who has been labeled all of those horrible things in the national and international media for 2 years, that's got to take a toll.
I was a little surprised because he was portrayed as a buffoon and not too bright and a guy with, you know, delusions of grandeur or whatever you want to say. And I don't claim to have been able to know the answer to what he's really like spending a short amount of time with him. But I will just say my impression of him was a very well-adjusted, quiet, smart guy that I won't say he's not been bothered by this. Obviously, this has been all-encompassing. He did say that. But he almost laughed it off because he thought it was so ludicrous. And he says that the FBI knew all along it was ludicrous, that even once in a while, he never hired a lawyer that handled all this with him, but he did have a representative a couple times talk to the FBI, and he said each time he was assured he wasn't any sort of high-level target or anybody they were looking at seriously. But he said maybe laughing at these people, he's talking about the FBI, for example, made it worse on him because they said maybe it makes them want to get you more. But he talks more in terms of he worried about what this could do to the Trump administration and the campaign and the American public more than talking about what it did to him. So he just seems, you know, kind of taking it all in stride. And he didn't say like, oh, this has been the worst tragedy that's happened to me. You don't know what it's like to be me. He was not a woe is me kind of guy.
With the release of the Mueller report, once again, we see the mainstream media outlets, CNN, MSNBC, got it grossly wrong when it came to collusion and suggestion that Trump family members would be in jail within weeks. And what is even more unbelievable is they are showing absolutely no regrets. I mean, you followed this. Obviously, it's the topic of the smear, your bestseller. I understand how they can get it wrong, but then once they get it wrong, they almost double down on it.
Yeah, that's my observation, too. And obviously, I don't want to lump all national media in one barrel. But I would just say, in general, my observation is we certainly, as a group, reported this story in a way that was wildly disproportionate to the evidence. In other words, it was very one-sided throughout, despite the fact that there wasn't public evidence of a lot of these claims. And another big mistake I think we made is we took information from anonymous sources without questioning or reporting out their conflicts of interest and motivations. And oftentimes it proved that this information provided to, again, formerly top, well-respected news organizations like the New York Times and Washington Post, proved to be completely wrong. So those were two big mistakes. I think we need to do better. And one of the things that reminded me of is, you know, in 2016, we got it so wrong and promised to embark upon a period of self-reflection so this would never happen again. We wouldn't miss the story that was in front of our nose and we wouldn't only listen to one side. And it seems to me like we just turned around and did it right away again with the Russia collusion story.
Well, there's been no apology offered by those media outlets, but you have a piece at thehill.com, and it's had a huge viral response, and the headline on it, Apologies to President Trump. In today's environment, that's a great headline.
Well, you know, I'm making the case here that regardless of what you think of President Trump, if Special Counsel Mueller did not find evidence of collusion, and he went even further, according to the summary, and said, no evidence even of coordination by any American, not just Trump. That is so beyond what was reported for the past couple of years. And I kind of go down the list and say that I think President Trump, this is not certainly not to say he's without flaws. It's not to say everybody has to like him or the things he does. But I certainly think he's entitled to an apology. So I sort of apologize on behalf of those in the media who did wildly get it wrong and report in a way I think that was unfair and disproportionate. I apologize on behalf of the FBI officials who used evidence that I think violated Woods' procedures or proper procedures that presented it to the FISA court to get wiretaps against people like Carter Page. I apologize on behalf of the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, which is supposed to be the watchdog or the one oversight the FBI has so that improper warrants for wiretaps aren't issued. Clearly, if Carter Page was wiretapped among possible others and never charged with any of these crimes, that was a mistake on their part. So that's sort of the theme of the story. And it made a lot of people mad, I think. People who don't like Trump kind of said, well, who cares about that? He's still a horrible man, so why would you apologize? And I think they missed the point, at least the point of my article. But as you said, it turned out to be very popular among others. I heard from, you know, other reporters and people as far away as, you know, Denmark and around the world asking about that story and curious about that take.
Well, it's an interesting headline from you because you've been one of the most responsible and sensible journalists throughout this whole process. So certainly no apologies are needed from Cheryl Atkinson for her reporting, I can tell you that. It's Full Measure tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock, and looking forward to a fascinating interview with Carter Page. That's great. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
7:27 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Think about your home for a minute. What would you change if you could? Here's an idea. Make a change to your home by making a change to your home loan. That's where NASA Federal Credit Union can help. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's cash out refi, you can get up to 95% of your home's current value to use any way you want. Think of it as using the increasing value of your home to actually increase the value of your home. Get started today. You don't have to work for NASA to qualify. Contact NASA Federal at 855-364-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/364. That's 855-364-NASA or nasafcu.com/364 to take advantage of the cash out refi. Refinance up to 95% of your home's value, get cash out, and pay zero private mortgage insurance, even on jumbo loans. The NASA Federal Cash Out Refi. That's smart. NASA smart. NMLS number 486583, Equal Housing Lender, insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Offer valid on approval of credit for primary residences. Other restrictions apply. For more details, call 855-364-NASA.
At Blue Cross Blue Shield, our companies take what we learn from covering 1 in 3 Americans to make healthcare work better. From pinpointing hotspots for childhood asthma and taking action to keep kids in school, to matching patients with the primary care doctors they need. We use our unmatched data and unique insights to address the needs of the communities we serve for the health of America. Learn more at bcbsprogresshealth.com. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
This is the 82-inch Samsung 4K TV from the Big Screen Store. It's better than going to the game. Last year, it was $4,000. Now, it's our greatest buy ever, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store.
At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store is your motion furniture headquarters with innovative furniture featuring power headrests, full power recline, USB ports, lighting and accessories, power lumbar support, plus an incredible selection. The Big Screen Store. This is the 82-inch Samsung 4K TV from the Big Screen Store. It's better than going to the game. Last year, it was $4,000. Now, it's our greatest buy ever, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
7:30 on WMAL. Coming up next, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Then we will talk with K.T. McFarland. Stay with us on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Download the TuneIn app so you can take us with you wherever you go. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. A flat-out ban on any handheld cell phone use while driving might not be enacted in Virginia. Governor Ralph Northam amended another distracted driving bill to include the ban, but the Washington Post reports House Speaker Kirk Cox says the amendment is out of order and likely won't come up for a vote. The amendment needs to be approved by the legislature to go into effect. Soon, drivers will no longer have to navigate around potholes on the BW Parkway. Last night, the Park Service did emergency repairs on the southbound section between Maryland Routes 198 and 197. Tonight, they'll start work on the northbound lanes of that stretch at 7:30. That stretch will be closed from then until 5 tomorrow morning.
What we're going to be doing is putting down a new kind of patching material that we're hoping is going to improve driving conditions until we're able to start a long-term project to completely repave the parkway sometime in mid-April.
Jonathan Schaefer with the National Park Service. They say he owes them, but signs are Empire actor Jussie Smollett will not be paying Chicago $130,000 to cover the cost of the investigation into his reported beating, which police say was staged. Mayor Rahm Emanuel doesn't believe the actor's claims that he's innocent.
When he does pay the city back on just purely what the taxpayers have fronted, in that memo section he can write, "I'm sorry, and I'm accountable for what I've done."
This week, prosecutors dropped all criminal charges. If the actor doesn't pay by next week's deadline, the city's expected to sue him. In sports, the Wizards fell to the Jazz. NCAA Sweet 16, Virginia Tech eliminated by Duke. Tonight, the Elite Eight, the Virginia Cavaliers take on Purdue, and the Nats play the Mets, and the Caps play the Lightning. Up next, traffic and weather.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a two-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry. Switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier accident on 395 southbound at Shirlington exit 6 has been moved to the shoulder. No delays there. And the earlier accident on 95 southbound approaching the Quantico exit, that's Virginia 619. That is moved to the shoulder, really not causing any delays there. Keep in mind that the HOV lanes of 395 are closed for weekend road work between the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge. And on DC 295, heading southbound between East Capitol Street and the 11th Street Bridge, there is construction in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy, a high near 76, right now 53 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS
IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
It is great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, author of Operation Dark Heart, also the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
All right. We've seen the chaos on Capitol Hill in the wake of the Mueller report. And as I said earlier, the Democrats just can't take no for an answer. No collusion. And I wanted to get your assessment. I've been expressing my opinions this morning, and at week's end, after the report is out, your thoughts on Adam Schiff and the investigation, John Brennan, all of the punditry that was so wrong?
Well, I think there's two pieces of this, and that is the original kind of what is at the root of the allegation. How did it all start? And why did it perpetuate so long? Those are the two pieces I think we're all kind of having to examine now. On the former, all roads lead back to a handful of people that we've come to know very well over the past 2 years, and that being John Brennan and Jim Comey. Only through the actions of these men at a very senior level could this whole fraud have become sufficiently defined to move forward. So right there is a place we need to start looking, and we need to look no further than Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele for essentially the DNA of the whole thing, because the so-called dossier, the Russian dossier, was what started it. So what we have to do now, Rick, is examine in detail how false information from Russian intelligence officers, which were fed via a foreign national into a political process, was successful in causing this much havoc. And, everybody needs to understand that this was what happened, was Putin's goal. I don't think for a minute he ever picked a winner. He wanted it to sow chaos, and the Democrats have been more than amazing in doing what Putin wanted them to do. So there's the real collusion for you. Second, on the issue of how did it continue? How did it perpetuate for 2 years? Well, once Comey was fired and the Mueller investigation was rolling, we now have to examine why did Mueller himself perpetuate this for as long as he did? And remember, as I mentioned in the beginning, Rick, someone opened the door to, after the door was open, keep it going, and that was the media. Media kept everything kind of rolling along. But again, Mueller himself had to recognize pretty early on there was no collusion, but he didn't stop. So we have to examine these issues in detail, because the very issues were tearing at, and I would argue because of what you just mentioned in the opening, continue to tear at the fabric of the public, because you have politicians who continue to try to use this as a means of undermining a legitimate administration and the president. So these are not small issues. And frankly, we've got to take time now to kind of go back and break it all down.
So the Democrats want accountability and they want to continue investigations when the Mueller report is out. My question is, what about all of the malfeasance on the other side? You mentioned, the dossier, how it was used and the FISA warrants and things like that. The question is, the IG is investigating this. What happens when the Inspector General's report comes out? Where does it go from there? There are a handful of media people that are following this, but for the most part, the Inspector General's report, what's going on at DOJ, FBI, there's not much attention being paid to that.
No, and that continues, and I think we've seen some results of people like Andrew McCabe were fired, Peter Strzok have been fired. Remember, these people weren't fired because they stole paperclips and tried to take them to the basement of the FBI building. These people were fired for serious offenses, which I would argue are you or I would be tried criminally for similar acts. And that's the answer. Rick, I think the next thing has to be grand juries examining the actions of these people to include up to and including James Comey and, dare I say, John Brennan. These people have to be held accountable because you cannot have and I don't want to get into the Jesse Smollett issue, but we simply cannot afford to have two systems of justice, one for what I call, I don't believe there's white privilege. I believe there's liberal privilege. And a lot of these guys, have been all kind of given this by the liberal side, the Democrats. And we can't permit that. And I think we've got to all call for an adequate move forward for prosecution of these men should they have been found to violate federal law.
And there is the, notion that Democrats want to release the entire report, names of people that may have been mentioned in the report but were not charged. That's against the rules. There are redactions, most likely, for national security purposes. They want to see it all. They want to see everything. And if they see it, it will leak. And this isn't just, the Trump Department of Justice saying, no, we don't want to release it. I mean, there are rules and regulations that stuff is not to be released.
Yeah, and you guys reported, I think, appropriately, Ken Starr was on, and I don't think you're ever going to hear details from Robert Mueller because he's prohibited. And to your point, there are names of people who were never going to be charged, who should not be provided out there. And obviously the grand jury components of the whole investigation are by law never supposed to be revealed. So, I'm one of those who have called for, and I think President Trump and the Trump administration said, look, we're all for the idea of having as much out there as possible out there, and I think nobody's going to be against that. But to your point, I think these people, the Democrats, are out to find information that they can use to score political points and damage others. And I think, Rick, frankly, having been in this town since 1988, enough damage to enough innocent individuals has been done. It's time to stop that part of the investigation.
I want to take 1 minute, Tony, and then we're going to have to move on. But the tensions between Israel and Hamas, Prime Minister Netanyahu cutting short a visit to D.C., where do we stand on the tension in the region this weekend?
Well, unfortunately, we've seen Hamas essentially re-insinuate itself into the process of destabilization. They fired rockets. I think we have to be clear on this, that the Israelis have the right to defend themselves. And Hamas has been doing things to essentially start working to create conditions for terror acts again. So I'm one of those who, again, believes that we need to start working with our allies on this. The Democrats have been horrible lately in the way they've been treating and working on this issue. So, again, we cannot allow politics, the domestic politics, to get in the way of our working with one of our key allies within the region. It's not in our interest, and frankly, it's not good foreign policy.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for being with us, Tony.
That was great, Rick. Thanks.
My pleasure. 7:44 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up next, we will be joined by K.T. McFarland. It is her first radio appearance in nearly 2 years, and that's coming up right after traffic and weather on WMAL. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, the Beltway is running well from Prince George's and Montgomery County. In Montgomery County and Silver Spring, keep in mind that on Georgia Avenue in both directions, between Colesville Road and Cameron Street, there is some utility work blocking the right lane. In Virginia on 395, HOV lanes closed between the Beltway and the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier accident at southbound 395 at Shirlington cleared away, and there are no delays to worry about over there. And keep in mind that in the district, there is the Cherry Blossom Yoga event happening that has F Street closed between 9th and 7th Streets in Northwest. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It is a perfect cherry blossom Saturday. We'll have a high temperature of 75 today, partly cloudy. Some morning showers tomorrow, high of 60. Sunny on Monday with a high of 50. Cloudy Tuesday, high 55. And sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 66. 52 right now in Washington, heading up 75. And at 7:45, Saturday morning update.
Have you heard the commercials that yell, "We have the buyers"? Well, it's not very good for you if you're a buyer, because frankly, you don't want to compete with all those thousands of people, right? You want an agent who has all the buyers? Nah, you want the agent who's got all the listings. That's Eric Stewart and the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. You want access to listings that have not come to the market? Then Google Eric Stewart Group right now or call 800-900-9104. That's ericstewartgroup.com or 800-900-9104.
Looking for the ultimate experience for your next corporate event, family celebration, or outing with friends? Your own private rail car awaits you. Take a trip to Williamsburg and back the same day. Or an adventure to New York, Boston, Chicago, New Orleans, Charleston, any Amtrak destination in the country. The Dover Harbor is a first-class Pullman lounge car, immaculately restored to the elegance of the 1930s. Think of the possibilities. A corporate board meeting, entertaining your company's clients, a special birthday, or even an alumni trip to a fall homecoming. Whether it's a reception or dinner at Union Station, or a journey to the destination of your choice, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you and your guests will not forget. You'll enjoy fine dining served by white-jacketed waiters, then retire to your private bedroom in the deluxe Pullman tradition. For an experience tailored to your exact needs, go to DoverHarbor.com. That's DoverHarbor.com. Operated by the D.C. chapter of the National Railway Historical Society. Go to DoverHarbor.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It is an honor to be joined by K.T. McFarland. Now, K.T. had appeared with us on the Saturday Morning Update and on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall for 7 years. Then she went on to become the Deputy National Security Advisor for the first 4 months of the Trump administration. And K.T. Goes back to the Nixon administration. She worked with Henry Kissinger on the National Security Council. She was a member for about a six-month stint at the Senate Armed Services Committee staff. She was a speechwriter in the Reagan administration, a Pentagon spokesperson, and, of course, Deputy National Security Advisor. KT has been dedicated to serving this country throughout her career. It is her first radio appearance in nearly 2 years, and KT, it is wonderful to have you back.
Ta-da! I'm thrilled to be back with you, too.
It's just great. And first off, I know that we have not seen you in almost 2 years, and you've been busy working on projects, and what have you been doing?
Well, I've been writing a book, and it's called Witch Hunt, Washington's Attempts to Destroy Trump, Crush Populism, and Why They Fail.
Wow. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
When are you going to send a galley down here so we can take a peek?
Well, it's a finished manuscript, so we'll have to see. We've got to get it published and off to the races.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, one of the reasons that we so enjoyed having you on, and I know our listeners are ecstatic this morning to hear your voice on WMAL, you've always had a unique ability to analyze the issues, the hot topics, in a concise, no-nonsense assessment. And you don't use political sensationalism when you approach these topics. It's just, you shoot straight. And as an example, we've got the issue at the border and huge political nightmare when it comes to what do we do about border security. The Border Patrol tweeting yesterday more than 3,700 apprehensions on Monday, the single largest total of arrests they've made over the course of a day in the past 10 years. wanted to get a reality check from you on the border and what the strategy should be moving forward.
Well, the way I see it is there are two crises. One is the humanitarian crisis, and the other is the border security crisis. And people can squabble about whether it's a really, you know, it's a 10-alarm fire or an 8-alarm fire, but it doesn't matter. The problem is there, and it's getting worse. So solve it while you can. The maddening thing for people outside the Washington bubble, and I have been outside the bubble for 2 years, is the solution is so obvious. Build a wall. Legalize the Dreamers. Increase the ICE personnel. Add more judges. Bring in temporary trailers to keep the families together and deal with a backlog of applications. Now, Trump offered that deal to the Democrats a few months ago, but they refused because they didn't want to give him a win. They thought he was so wounded by the Russia probe that they didn't need to compromise with him. But, you know, a lot's happened in the last 2 weeks. Trump is now completely vindicated. He's in a very different position. His popularity is climbing. He'll probably be in a great position for the reelection in 2020, while Pelosi and the team and the liberal media's popularity is falling. People are really skeptical of these guys. Now, I'm not a political analyst, but I think Trump suddenly has a lot more leverage. And if the Democrats won't compromise, then, yeah, Trump should shut the border. And he should then go all around the country making his case directly to the American people, which is how Reagan used to do it when he wanted to circumvent the Washington establishment.
This whole notion about the wall and the Democratic strategy that, you know, we cannot give this man a barrier or a wall, period. We have got to stop this. And how important is barrier, fencing, whatever you want to call it, in selected areas? How important is that?
Well, a country should be able to defend its borders. Now, whether you build a wall, whether you build fence, whether you have drones flying above it to detect movement of people, those are details. And in fact, I think we ought to build two walls, one on Mexico's southern border to keep the caravans from even entering Mexico, and then one on our southern border, because the problem is not Mexicans coming over the border illegally. It's the caravans from Central America moving through Mexico with safe passage, and then into the United States. So, you know, who pays for it? We'll talk to Mexico. Maybe we can cut a deal here. Well, Trump is a builder. Maybe he'll get, you know, two for the price of one or whatever. But there needs to be an understanding that the problem is not Mexico and Mexicans coming into the United States nearly as much as just people from other parts of Central and even South America.
We have CBP, the Customs and Border Protection, talking about how they're just overwhelmed with these huge numbers of people. And you mentioned the humanitarian crisis. And I just don't understand how the Democrats – I can understand the political side of it, and they don't want to give Trump a win. But I don't understand how they sort of neglect the humanitarian crisis part of it. I don't understand that.
Yeah, and politics aside, I'm an American, and I'm kind of ashamed at the fact that my country and my leadership in Washington are such children that they can't figure this out, and what they're doing is showing the United States of America, the greatest country in the history of the world, with people crawling over a fence. It just is the wrong image for ourselves and for the country, and because the solution is so clearly within their grasp, but it's all politics, which is why the rest of the country, what, the popularity of Washington, the popularity of Congress in most of the country is like single digits.
I want to turn to Brexit because the story has been of the chaos in the UK and the Parliament and with Theresa May. And my question for you is, watching the debate, watching where this goes, how does that impact our trade strategy with Great Britain?
Well, first of all, I'd like to take a step back because it's so confusing, all these different votes in the British Parliament, what it means and the Europeans. I like to think of it, it's like a married couple that you know. They've been married a long time. They built a life together, but the marriage is never perfect, yet they managed to make it work for years. Now, one side wants out, tired of being bossed around, taken advantage of, ignored, and they figure they can do better alone. But they're still not 100% convinced they want to go through the hassle or to take the leap into the unknown. The other side, in response, is mad, and they want that divorce as painful as possible. So now the two sides are facing really three options. One, an amicable divorce with a settlement agreement, you know, who gets the car, who gets the house, who gets the dog, or no divorce, in a painful marriage that carries on, or walk away, and you can fight about the car and the house and the dog later. Now, in the middle of all this divorce, an old flame has resurfaced who says, look, let's get together again. And that old flame is the United States. I think Trump, and I know him pretty well, he's fearless and he's creative and he's innovative. I think if the divorce goes through, within 5 minutes, Trump is on the phone to the British Prime Minister saying, let's get together again. Let's have a new deal. Let's get married. Let's have a trade deal. Let's have a very close alliance, just as we have always had throughout your history and ours.
And moving forward, what's interesting about the president is he is criticized by everybody for how he deals with foreign leaders and how the impression of the United States around the world is so much worse than it's been under President Trump. But you've seen him in action with foreign dignitaries, foreign leaders. And as you mentioned there, he should get on the phone. I don't think people understand his ability and his talent at dealing with these people.
Yeah, he's on the phone all the time with them, and you just don't see it. The thing as my 2 years away from Washington, I've observed a couple of things. One, the people inside the Beltway, particularly the punditry and the reporters and the opinion piece writers, they look at what somebody says much more than what somebody does. Why? Because most politicians, they don't do what they tell you they're going to do. They do what they think you want to hear. Trump, on the other hand, he doesn't sound very good, and can be uncouth at times, but he gets stuff done. And Trump supporters look at him, and they don't really care what he says because they look at what he's doing. And yet Washington, they're looking at what he says, and they're ignoring what he's doing. So for Trump, I think that if you look at what he has done, the economy's never been better. He's gotten the Europeans to finally start paying more towards NATO. He's taken on China, which for the first time the Republicans and the Democrats have ignored the rise of China and the strategic challenge that threatens to us. And Trump has gone right ahead and looked the bull right in the face. So I think don't listen to what he says, just watch what he does.
Actions speak louder than words.
That's what I always tell my children.
K.T. McFarland, again, what an honor to have you join us this morning. And would you do this again next week?
It would be a pleasure.
We will see you.
Let's get back together again.
You got it. We'll see K.T. McFarland again next week. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. 7:58, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
This is it. This is the hair color that's changing the way women think and feel about coloring their hair. This is the hair color that says, I don't need to go to a salon to get salon quality hair. This is the hair color that makes you want to say, I color my own hair. This is Madison Reed. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, the company I named after my daughter. Madison Reed delivers salon quality, multi-tonal, healthy looking hair color. It's ammonia free and delivered right to your door for under $25. Worried about finding your shade? Don't be. Madison Reed's online shade matching tool makes it easy. This is it. This is Madison Reed, the hair color that's changing the way women color their hair. Visit madison-reed.com. That's madison-reed.com. Get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code DCRadio. That's code DCRadio. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855 855- 844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
News is next with Heather Curtis on WMAL. Then it's Garden Sense. We'll see you next weekend on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Download the TuneIn app so you can take us with you wherever you go. WMAL, a Cumulus station.